Sense. All right, so they're the tips for the boys. Brad Gray, 5-6, don't give a damn. 6-9, tactical advantage. 8-8, Invictus Prince. And from Simon Denopoulos at Racing Sports, 6-5, Parata. 8-12, Egg Tart. And 9-5, One Foot in Heaven. Guys, and Simon, I know you're on tomorrow morning with us from 8 o'clock, but guys, can I get a top tip in the Everest for our Friday listeners? Brad, I'll come to you. You've explained, you've looked at this race every way possible.
Yeah, it got to a point where I just had to finally write down a name and just commit to something. And the name that I did land on was In Her Time. I think the $13 or around about that price is a good gamble at the moment. I thought she was just as good as anything else in the Premier Stakes there first up. She's the one with a little bit of improvement to come, given those first two home did have the run under their belt. So I think the wet track will be okay for her. So about $13, I'm happy to play In Her Time.
Okay, so in the Everest, number 9, In Her Time for Brad Gray. And Simon, what about your early tip?
Yeah, I'll stick with Trapeze Artist Andrew. I think I just went off a run too soon in the Premier Stakes, but he's obviously been set for this all the way through. He remained in training to head towards the obviously the Everest. And while I know the stable will prefer him on firm ground, his performance in the size as a two-year-old suggests he'll certainly get through it. So I'm not concerned with the prospect of the heavy track, and we know he just shows sharp improvement third up. When you look at his ratings projections, he's looking towards that sort of performance that he ran in the TJ. And if he runs up to that level of form, certainly confident he's going to be in the finish. And he just looks to lob into a lovely spot. It's going to be interesting to see who leads, whether Redzel hands up or Vega Magic comes across. Obviously, US Navy flag won't be far away, but either way, Trapeze just gets a nice run behind the speed. He's in the running line and expect him to certainly show his best on the weekend. So I'll stick with him, but yeah, obviously a very open race. But happy to be with Trapeze Artist.
Okay, currently at $8, was a one-time favourite in the races. We look at it now, Redzel $6.50, Shoal $7, Vega Magic $7.50, Trapeze Artist at $8, US Navy Flag at $8.50, and Santa Ana Lane at $9, and Brad's Tip In Her Time at $13. Simon, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with our Everest preview.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. All the best.
Thanks a lot, Simon, from Racing and Sports. And Brad, Racing NSW website, you'll have plenty of stuff going up today.
Yep, we'll be working away, making sure there's plenty of insights up there for the punters, so be
good
sure
on you,
to
mate.
Check them all out.
Righto. Thanks a lot, Brad. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. And to finish up, Sally Snow from our TAB Thoroughbred Wagering Team. Morning to you, Sally.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. As I sit here at Randwick, hang on, there's sunshine out here at Randwick. We've had rain at 9 o'clock, good steady stuff, but as I'm about to wrap up the news hour, there's a bit of brightness in the sky. Oh, gee, I wish it'd stick around all day. What have you found for us, Sally?
Yeah, we're kicking off tomorrow in race 1, number 2, Disruptor. This race is full of first starters, plus obviously the two that ran behind Dubious in the Breeders' Plate 2 weeks ago. I've been really impressed with the way that Disruptor's been trialling. Had three trials in preparation for this and has shown really good improvement in each one. In its first trial, it missed a start and ran on well behind Dubious, which obviously now looks like a very good form line. Its second trial, it showed really good speed and then was really green on the turn before lengthening well to win the trial in good closing splits. And then in its latest trial, it jumped perfectly, took a sit, raced too early and just did everything right, running home really well under minimal pressure. I think the gate one tomorrow will be a big plus for it. With the rail to guide it around, and I think it's going to be really hard to beat.
Yeah, that was the one thing. I spoke with Gary Portelli off air this morning. He said, I've always thought that Disruptor was above average. Just hoping that fence is okay. At least it's race one tomorrow, isn't it? They're going to have first crack on a heavy track.
That's it. We have a fresh bit of grass out there, and hopefully you can just stick to the inside and just, win.
Yeah, exactly. $5 before the early birds kick in is Disruptor, race one, number two. And where's your second one?
In race 4, number 10, Goodfella. I think I can make a bit of a case here for Goodfella in a very open race. It's been racing really consistently this campaign. Two starts ago, it was just beaten by the Lord Mayor over 2,000 metres. And then last start was beaten 6 lengths by Hartnell and Yepsen, but I thought that run was much better than it appeared. It's obviously a big drop in grade from that race to tomorrow's race. And there's a few other positives for it tomorrow in that he looks to get a really good run on the pace, he likes the wet, and is going to be the fittest horse in the race. I think, therefore, the $6 represents fantastic each-way value.
Good fella. That's race four, number 10, as you say, $6 as we speak. All right, so it's 1, 2, and 4, 10. And I spoke with Peter Brown earlier. The Tab Horse, In Her Time, seems to be in a good place for tomorrow.
Yeah, go In Her Time. I'm going to use my, every Saturday, I usually use it's a poker term, but I usually use a one time for something that we need to get home and get lucky with. So I'm going to use my one time for In Her Time tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hope it runs well for Peter and all concerned. That's In Her Time at $13. There's so much going on. There's offers galore. We need you to go to the Tab website, tab.com.au, or the app. There's all details, racing specials, the early birds, and there's a chance to select the top 10 in order for the Everest Alley, and someone could win $10 million.
Yeah, that's it. There's just tomorrow, I've never seen Tab produce a set of specials and promotions that we've got on. It's the biggest suite of offers that I've ever seen. So you've got to deposit obviously in the next couple of hours to make sure you maximise the early bird special. But you've just got to be betting with Tab all the way through the weekend. It's fantastic.
It is. There are offers left, right and centre, particularly around the Everest and the early birds from midday. Thanks a lot, Sally. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Ben. You too.
Good on you. Sally Snow joining us there with the very latest from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering. That's it from the news hour here of Royal Randwick. We're going to be here tomorrow morning, obviously, with Ron Duffacy, Glenn Munsey. We'll have all of the information relevant to the track from 6:30. We'll update you through the day here on the National Racing Service. But tomorrow morning, we're on air from 6:30. So be listing or viewing on Sky One or Sky Thoroughbred Central. As I wrap it up, these are the current early scratchings on a heavy nine with the rail true. And race one is clear. Race two, number one, Equal Balance, 7 Sugar Dance and 15 Hoags, 1, 7, and 15. The third is clear. Race four, the scratchings in that race are now 4 Fastnet Tempest, 5 Red Excitement and 14 Fierce Impact, 4, 5, and 14. Race 5 clear, race 6, 7 Osborne Bulls and 17 Performer, 7 and 17. Race 7, number 7 Home of the Brave, as we know. Race 8, number 10 Shillelagh is out to run earlier, race 8, number 10. And race 9 is clear, race 10, number 13 Amalak Millie, race 10, number 13. They're the current earlies. Again, we'll keep an eye on those through the morning and into the afternoon right here on your racing leader. What a day it's going to be. We might have inclement weather and we may have a rain-affected track, but it is still Tab Everest Day. Stay with Sky Sports Radio. We'll give you everything around the race.
Good morning, Madison. Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. A massive clean-up operation is underway across Queensland this morning with areas still without power. The storm emergency began shortly after midday yesterday with tennis ball-sized hail tumbling from the sky. An American astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut are lucky to be alive after their rocket malfunctioned during a space mission. They're on their way to the International Space Station where 90 seconds in, they had to make an emergency landing after a booster failure. And our first chocolate bar is back in Aussie hands after nearly 50 years of foreign ownership, with a local confectionery company buying Violet Crumble from multinational food giant Nestle. Making headlines in sport, Australia have drawn the first test against Pakistan in a gritty day five comeback to keep alive their hopes of winning the two test series. Chasing a world record 462 to win, the tourists survived 140 overs, a record effort there. In tennis, Matthew Ebden has a golden opportunity to become Australian number one after progressing to the quarterfinals of the Shanghai Masters. While Andrew Bogut insists he'll make his NBL debut for Sydney tomorrow, despite leaving training early yesterday with a knock to his knee. And Kurt Fernley last night became the first Paralympian to win the Don Award, capping off a remarkable year. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, where we're counting down to the Tab Everest Day tomorrow at Randwick.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to present New South Wales Thoroughbred Racing all year round.
The filling made of heaven goes to our Romeo and Donna!
Whether it's the heights of Royal Randwick, all those incredible country racing moments.
Torrential rain here. I can't even pick the horses up where they are on the track now. Cross Molly just is going to win.
The Big Sports Breakfast, Racing HQ and the National Racing Service combine to bring you complete racing coverage. You can rely on Sky Sports Radio.
And they're off. It's 1,200. 100-metre dash leading from fastest sprinters in the world with Spring's biggest event coming down the outside. Thulby Crown storms to the lead, quickly taken by Liam Payne live after the last, and the last dash from the peak of Everest, and it's Everest racing home for Australia's richest race!
Australia's richest race with $30 million in prize money. 12 of the world's fastest horses, one race. Escape to the Tab Everest Saturday, October 13 at Royal Randwick. It's your last chance. Book the Tab Everest today at theraces.com.au.
The very best of US racing 7 days a week. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp are proud supporters of Rural Aid. With so many people being affected by drought, we urge you to back the Buy a Bale campaign. Call 1300 327 624 to help our New South Wales farmers.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Quarter past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We're going to look at the racing today. And big day at Cessnock, Jungle Juice Cup Day. Steve Tapp, the racecourse manager, is there. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. Have you had any more rain overnight?
Oh, about a mil. So
that's all.
Really worry us.
All right. I was talking to R. Thompson last night. He said he'd had a walk of the track.
Yeah. We went to a heavy eight, and there's even a chance we've had a couple of little showers. It looks like it's clearer now. We could even get to a seven, I think, with a bit of luck.
All right. See, that sounds all right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's the grass cover like there? Because you had a little bit of rain, which is good, but
done
much?
Yeah, we need it bad, but now it's kicked it on. Give us some fertilizer, and we've moved the rail back in too. So all around the turn, it's brand new patch of turf, so it's good.
All right, so rail troop, you're at a heavy eight at
rail
the moment,
troop,
but
yep.
Depending on the weather, it might get a little better.
Yeah, it could get a little bit better. We've got a few hours before race time, and the sun's shining now, so hopefully it keeps up, and a bit of wind blows will be good.
Good on you, Steve. Have a great day.
Right, yeah, thanks a lot, Sean. Talk to you later.
Steve Tapp at Cessnock. Gary Harley's going to be there as well. Morning, Gary.
I'm already there.
Uh-huh.
65 mils in the last week. Desperately needed. No one's complaining about that. Steve gave you the update. I can see a bit of blue sky. It's getting better and better. There's been a scud or two on the drive out. We had a very light shower as well. But, mate, it'll be okay. If there hadn't have been any rain, they would have went up to seven this morning, I reckon, if they didn't get that mill overnight. We had a Calcutta at the Leagues Club, the sponsor. The Cessnock Leagues Club last night, and there's a lot of excitement about the race. And, Ewie Bowman rode the winner of this race in 2003.
Fair
to go. Thompson, yeah, Ewie won it. So I think Matt Griffith, 2003. Bart Thompson rode the winner 11 times. I don't think he will today. Brent Stanley, the Victorian, who was riding in Sydney at that stage, he's rode a winner of it. Mark Newnham, the Group 1 winning trainer when he was riding for Gay, has ridden a winner of the Jungle Juice Cup. It's a famous race, and, mate, they'll get a good crowd there today. Last year's crowd was the best I'd had in about 10 years.
Gee whiz. Well, Robert said last night he thought this horse today was probably one of his worst rides, but he said, you never know when you get out there.
Yeah, on the form he's right, but as you say, wet track, so you never know.
Exactly. Now, the first... One Any Chance Dales, $81. Two Bardi, $71. Three Out, four Game Set Match, $5. Five Nobility, $71. Six Touch the Boss, $390. Seven Akeed, $380. Eight Nine Out. 10 Euro Air, $21. 11 Supreme Streak, $10. And 12 Ultimate Power, $260. It's the favourite, 12 Ultimate Power, $2.60.
I think Paul Perry's horse could win here. Number seven Akeed, down a hell of a lot in class. Two placings at Newcastle. Now, the one on September 4 is on a soft seven. I think a beta length that after Snowden's or Starry. And then it failed the other day at Wong when it led and tired. But back to country class, I think it'll be hard to beat. Chris Sleaze's horse, Ultimate Power. A couple of placings on country tracks, Tuncurry and Port Macquarie. Both tracks were wet. They're both soft. Got a good barrier. And Andrew Gibbon. You know Gibbo's running fourth in the Australian Jockeys Premiership at the moment?
He's having
a
terrific run.
Wonderful start to the season. Yep. 32-odd winners. I think he'd win the cup today at around about $9. But this will race well. Number six, Trust the Boss. So good speed the other day at, I think it was at Gosford. And number four, Game Set Match for Pat Webster. 7-12, 6-4.
Righto, race two, one Oxford Angel, $1.70, two Atoms, $7, three Gone Viral, $16, four I Can Hear Music, $14, five and six out, seven Libertine Miss, $12, eight Western Saga, $61, nine Terrorville, $8.50, number 10 Celtic Tiger, $26, 11 Mostiel Lucy, $21, 12 Ready and Flying, $11, 13 Double Pluggers, $41, favourite $1.70, one Oxford Angel.
She's got a lot of talent, this mare of Kim Wars. Kim scratched her yesterday to run here, Oxford Angel. She was very unlucky on debut at Scone back 2 days after Christmas. Then she went to Gosford and missed the kick. Run a terrific race, beaten less than a length by Spanish Dream. Went to the paddock, come back and blew him away at Wyong in May. Has had one run since, had another break, and then won a trial the other day at Wyong. Really hit the line good to beat Rogue Runner in the trial. 11 barrier. A bit of a worry, but on a wet track it might matter that much. Robbie Dolan to claim 1.5, and she has won on a soft track. I've got no doubt she's got more talent than the others, just needs a bit of luck. Number four, second pick in the race, I Can Hear Music. Rose the lead when it's wet. A couple of runs lately have been okay. Number two, Adam, going well for Bernie Kelly. And number 12, Ready and Flying. Brett Partelli. Now, Brett scratched a few horses here today because of the heavy track, but this one and my best bet a little bit later on, Rogue Runner, he's left them in. 1, 4, 2, and 12.
The third, 1 Burton Port, $7. 2 out, 3 Golden Creek, 8. 4 Kalahari, 4 even. 5 Timmy on $5. 6 Hanaru, 8.50. 7 Aeter, 81. Number 8 Chrissy B, 81. 9 Clarencetown, 7.50. 10 Kafka is 9. 11, 12 out. 13 Sunsilk Girl, 10. 14, Wanchai, $9. Favourite is number 4, Kalahari, at $4.
Toughest race of the day by far. On $9, the one I've given each way chance, Kafka for Matthew Smith. Run fifth first up at Hawkesbury recently. Got beat a fair way. But his form last time in, it was placed on heavy. Was placed at Kembla. Only beaten 2 lengths by Devil's Lair on a heavy 8. So back to country today. Robbie Dolan will ride. He'll claim 1.5. I'll give it an each-way hope. Number 5, Timian. Not going too bad for Jan Bowen. Not beaten far last start at Musselbrook. Number 4, Kalahari, a place out for Chris Lees. And 14, Wanchai. Penny Rant Resources definitely got a chance. Tough race. 10, 5, 4 and 14.
The fourth one, Adele's Joy, 5.50. 2, Gladiators Girl, 101. 3 out, 4, Riddlebell, 101. 5, Sweetheart, 51. 6 has a Hurricane, 51. 7 Brazen Book, 7. 8 Lucky Siren, 4. 9 Miss Conarcus is 420. 10 out. 11 Queens, 360. 12 out. 13 Starletto, 101. 14 Wassamar is 950. 5 Dormus Joy, 41. 16 out. 360 favourite, 11 Queens.
A couple of nice trialers in this race, but I'll kick the one that has raced, Beyond Bakers. Number 8 Lucky Sirens had 2 starts. Both in the Hunter Valley, run second at Musselbrook first up in September, and then run third at Scone on the 21st of September beyond Nick the Hat. He's got terrific speed. Now, this filly's got good speed too. She's raced on the pace both times. She'll be up there, despite the wide alley. I'm sure John Van Overmeer will go forward on it. He doesn't claim a course of the country. I think she can win. Now, the two trialers. Number 9, Miss Coconarcus, the Carmen Manane. Chris O'Brien, Carmen's partner, riding. Went to the lead, led all the way. Just niggled out in the straight in the trial. I thought it went really, really good. Now, that trial was at Gosford, and it won it nicely. Now, the other good trialer, Edward O'Rourke, who rarely comes to Cessnock, has got number 11 in the race, Queens, bred by New Haven Park, and they race the horse. The trial was at Randwick. It ran second, slow out, wanted to go fierce early, and ran on nicely under a hole by Hieronymus. Jeff Penn's a riding. I reckon you'll find it'll go well. Number 1, Adele's Joy, went okay first up. 8, 9, 11 and 1.
Fifth event, 1 out, 2 Real Classic, $5, 3 out, 4 M8, $7, 5 Fudge Wedge, $4.80. 6 All Day, 23, 7 Jamaican Dream, $3.20, number 8, Mr. Adobel. 429 Nathan Road, 26, 10 Conductor, 16, 11 out. 12 Tavisky, 34. 13 Ramaway, 61. 14 Time Still for 151. Favourite 7 Jamaican Dream, 320.
Another wide open race. I'm at the former Queenslander, number 2 Real Classic. Stephen Jones has got him now at Scone. And his two runs since he come from Queensland have been beauties. He's run second at Muswellbrook, second at Scone. Now he runs second at Scone to the Boom Country Gallop of Burning Crown, the two grills it's got. He got these two lengths. He ran on really good. He had to drag him off heels at the 200 Mitchell Bell. And his run was good, and his first up run was good. His form in Queensland was okay. Mitch has stuck with him, Mitchell Bell, and he's got barrier one. Terrific each-way chance at value. Number 8, Miss Redoble, is loaded with talent. I noticed Tracy Bartley had her in at Kembla tomorrow. He's running here. She's first up. She does sit back, which is a bit of a worry, but listen, don't sell her short. I saw her one day at Newcastle. Last prep run, a bottle of the race. Jamaican Dream, a lot fitter for the first up run. Had a very good campaign last time in for PP, Paul Perry. And number 5, Punch Wedge. It's got a hope for sure. Alan Keogh and Andrew Gibbons, who's got a few nice rides. 2, 8, 7, and 5.
All right, we go then to race 6, 1, 2, 3 out for Moss. Pardon me, Moss Ray, $5. 5 out. 6, Givoli is $3.10. 7, Enlightened Boy, $12. Number 8, Rogue Runner, $2.50. 9, Buddy Honest is $8.50. Number 10 out. 11, On My Terms, $9.50. 12, Sondermore, $26. 13, Fly Me, Miss, $61. 14, Snazzy Bird, $61. 15, 16 out, but $2.50 for number 8, Rogue Runner, favourite.
Best bet of the day for me. Carries the colours of the Vieira family, trapeze artist. I can see no prints. They love a wet track. One run here for one win. He's never been on wet, but as I said, the breed suggests he will have it. Then he did run second and went really good in a trial on a soft track at Wyong, 10th of September. This horse was very good running Lillithdown and Oliphant here to win a 900 last start, 17th of September. Then Brett Partelli took him to Gosford to keep him up to the mark, and he bolted him with a troll there. He's got genuine speed, and he's proven on the track. I think he'd be very, very hard to beat. And Chad Lever got some nice rides. He's riding him today. Number 6, Ghibli, former horse trained out Dubbo Wayor in the Central West. Two really good runs since he came to Steve Hodge at Newcastle. He was good the other day at Muswellbrook. He's got a lot of speed, suited to the 900. Next pick, Mosrai, trial well at Muswellbrook for Luke Thomas, a Muswellbrook trainer. And by the way, Sean, Luke is a slot holder in the Kosciuszko.
Oh,
and
right.
Him and a number of mates have got Sun Craze running for them.
Terrific.
There they got a slot, so good luck to them tomorrow. Terrific young bloke, Luke, and a very astute horseman. It'll run all right, Mosrai, got a definite place chance. And number 9, best of the others, Buddy Honest. Scratched at the barrier the other day, at his best, he'd shake the life out of this. He won a highway in town. He's got terrific speed when he's right. 8.639.
Righto, race 7, the Cessnock Leagues Jungle Juice Cup. 1 Marathon, 280. 2 Pianissimo, 290. 3, 4 out. 5, Nick on the Run, $7. 6, Nevernet is $9.50. 7 out. 8, Annandale Last, 12. 9, Kentucky Flyer, $5.50. 10, 11, 12 out. 13, Cinema Paradiso, $101. 14, Gronky, 26. 15, Envision, 41. Favourite up the top is number 1, Marathon, 280. Just ahead of Pista Pianissimo at 290.
$9, my tip, number 6, Nevernet for the Tari trainer, Wayne Wilkes, Andrew Gibbons to ride. Gibbo's Rota, Jungle Juice Cup winner, a horse called Boo Boo, quite a few years back now. This horse was outstanding in the Bowerville Cup recently. I know it's nowhere near as good a field as this, but it bowled in up there. He had 61 kilos, Sean, at Tuncurry, 2 runs back. Sat 3 and 4 deep and still won up there. He loved the wet track. You know, he said that to me yesterday. 3 wins and 3 placings on soft. He's got a tricky draw. He'll come into 9 with a scratch at barrier 9. If Andrew can slot in somewhere there or get a trail even 3 deep, gee, I think it'll be hard to beat. Pianissimo has got a great oak, formerly with Chris Waller, now with Richard Litt. It's 2 runs in town, or 3 runs. It's run 5th its last 3, but it's only been a couple of lengths away every time. Got back to last the other day at Rose Hill behind Piracy and really hit the line hard. Another good ride for Robbie Dolan. It'll be hard to beat from a good barrier. Marathon Flying at the moment. You've got to give him a good chance the way he's going. And number five, Best of the Others, Nick on the Run. Paul Perry's got two good chances. Marathon and Nick on the Run. Real open race and a good race. 6, 2, 1, and 5.
Okay, we go to the next event, which is race 8, final race. One, the Grandson, 26, two out. Three, Dynamic Dynasty, 460. Four, Talladega Knight, 850. Five, Time Raider, $1.90. Six, Retribution, 10, seven out. Eight, Liciola Bell, 780, nine out. 10, Silent Jack, 34. 11, Stately Lady, 26. 12, Southern Delight, 71. 13, Our Tax Return, 19. 14, 15 out. 16, Suleiman, 61. 17 out. Favourite, Short, $1.90. Number four, Time Raid.
Yeah, I've got a grandson, a five-year-old one in Darwin. He lives, and he scored 10 tries in the gala day the other day. He's going to follow a rugby league path like the rest of his family. But the horse, the grandson, I'm not that keen on today. I think this is a good team time raid for Jason Beamer. He's a very progressive horse. He got on a wet track, a soft seven at Suncurry on debut, and he put a big space on him, winning by four lengths. He was nosed out the other day at Newcastle. I like this horse a lot. As Jace said to me that day at Newcastle, he's a raw-boned horse who's going to just get better with racing, and maybe next time he'll be a lot better. Chad Lever rides in Carrier 4. He's got speed to be up there. He'll be hard to beat. Dynamic Dynasty will be on the speed, going really good. Two good seconds lately. Got to be a chance. Number 8, Luciola Bell. It is a big hope of running a place for Wayne Wilkes and Gibbo, despite the wide alley. Goes good. And number four, Talladega Knight. 5, 3, 8, and 4.
All right, Jungle Juice Cup Day, you got to get a good one for us.
Well, it will be. Despite a tardy beginning, I've been able to finish right on time just for you, Short. Yeah, mate, it'll be a terrific day. There's a fair bit of blue sky coming down. If we get any rain, it'll only drizzle. It'll just be nothing.
Mm.
And that won't affect the people there. And the function room full of guests from the Cessnock Leagues Club. So we're going to have a good day, mate.
Yeah. Now, what are your good things?
I've only made one good thing. That's Rogue Runner. I think it's race 6, isn't it? 5 or 6. Rogue Runner's my best bet of the day. I think Time Raid will win, but and he likes a heavy track, no doubt, on the Tug Curry run. So I could have made one, but I'll just stick with the one. Rogue Runner, and I'm off to Randwick tomorrow for the first time in 20 years.
Right. Well, good luck today, mate. We'll hear you late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, I've got to get a bank. I'm keen on a couple at Randwick, but that's another story.
Good
maybe
on you.
Maybe you can put something
all
in
the best
account for me.
All right, good on you, Gaz.
Well, a chance of me walking to Maitland and you doing that.
Yeah, no, I reckon. All right. I'll talk to you later. See you. Gary Harley. It's 29 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Australia have drawn the first test against Pakistan in a gritty day 5 comeback to keep alive their hopes of winning the 2-test series. Chasing a world record 462 to win, the tourists survived 140 overs, a record effort. In NRL news, the Cowboys have continued their active push in the player market with confirmation for player signings. Tom Opacic, Den Russell and Kurt Babatisse have signed with the club, while David Bowen also signed on with a contract extension. In tennis news, Matthew Ebden has a golden opportunity to become Australian number one after progressing to the quarterfinals.